My name is Walter Petruska. I'm the Information Security Officer for University of San Francisco. The security challenges that we had at University of San Francisco that encouraged me to look at new solutions was the fact that in a university environment, it's a highly distributed network made up of different colleges, schools, departments, each one being managed by a different group, few of whom agree on any policies. It's kind of the Wild West. And university networks are typically very large as well and ever-changing with a lot of students coming and going. So there's a large number of security challenges that we had in tracking what our current environment was and making sure it's safe. Before Qualys Guard, we used a series of different tools, about six different tools, primarily Nessus on a couple of different servers. But there is no central policy, there is no discussion or transparency in how the scans were being done, what was being scanned for. We had no clear accounting of all the network devices or servers. And so it's largely an unknown with various tools. There's no documentation, no workflow. Qualys Guard has been really helpful in that it provides the workflow management tools. So it's not only a great technology solution in that it does the vulnerability scans, but it also does automated trouble ticket generation, tracking, remediation, validation, reporting. So it's helped out quite a bit. Qualys Guard has delivered amazing results for us beyond really what we could expect, because it's a solution that continues to evolve by being software as a service. There's not a lot that we have to kind of buy in the way of future functionality that would require a significant upgrade in technology. The appliance that we've had since day one is the appliance we have now, and the same appliance will do more features in the future for us. So it's been really easy to administer, and most importantly, the quality of the reports, the lack of false positives have really helped get buy-in from the owners of the technology systems to be responsible in patching and doing remediation. Qualys Guard has made my job easier in that I don't have to track about 35 different individuals and what they're doing across different colleges, schools, departments, whether they're system administrators or network engineers or a security engineer. I get one console that allows me to see the entire enterprise end to end. I get to set policies, collect statistics and reports and trend data, and I get to report for those who are doing really well, and it gives me a tool to escalate those people who perhaps are not being as efficient at remediating as they should be. That makes my job much easier because I don't have to be the bad guy. They get the weekly report and Qualys prods them into action. The most important reports would be obviously the weekly scan reports that come out, and then the daily changes in the ticket status, because I have all the different asset owner groups in the ticketing system. So tickets are automatically generated, they're closed. Some people can try to do a ignore ticket, but I get a daily status on who's done what with their tickets, and that way, you know, we're never hundreds or thousands of vulnerabilities behind. University of San Francisco has several policies to comply with, as all universities. It's slightly different from the for-profit corporate world, but we have FACTA, Graham Leach, Bliley, like a lot of other places. We selectively choose best practices from Sarbanes-Oxley, but here in California, we also have the Database Breach Notification Act, a lot of other things to have to look at to achieve a compliance. One of the great things about a policy compliance module that we've just started using is that it gives us one simple way to look, using the scans that we're already doing with the vulnerabilities that we already have, the workflows already established, at through a different context or lens of how we're doing in the way of achieving compliance in a particular area, and more importantly, how it changed over time. We may be comfortable with certain exceptions today, but we need to know when it changes tomorrow. And Qualys, with our weekly scans, will tell us that. We did about a 2.5 month to 3 month head-to-head competition among three different manufacturers. And when we decided to go with Qualys Guard, I was kind of excited. I was waiting for my actual appliance, the one I would finally use, actually two of them, to arrive. FedEx dropped them off. I broke out my pocket knife, opened it up, and looked at the clock, grabbed a network engineer. We went to the data center, installed it, had it powered up and running, ran back to my desk, checked the web page, authorized or registered the device, all in 7 minutes. If I had to look at the concept of cloud computing, software as a service, especially in the security space and vulnerability management, I would really encourage a lot of other people to think anew about how they go about doing vulnerability management and even policy compliance. For universities in particular, we tend to have very large, very dynamic networks with a lot of space that we don't even know it's there because we don't own it. We don't control it like a corporation would. And the ability to have an appliance-based software as a service gives, as I had said before, you know, 7 minute install time, zero administration, there's no hardware to have to buy, there's no scalability for me to be hamstrung by. The system scales as needed when I need it. New features and functionalities added regularly. And the entire concept, when broken down to what we can do and how quickly we can remediate our vulnerabilities and have achieve a more secure environment compared to keeping those risks by not going with a solution like Qualys Guard, makes it actually a really good value. Regarding concerns about data security, you know, I'm the information security officer, so I'm usually the one who bothers everyone else about that and is really paranoid about how we treat the system. So I took an extensive amount of time looking at what Qualys does. I've asked questions about their own controls and control procedures, and I'm pretty confident that in Qualys's reputation and in their controls to safeguard my data. Plus, it's not really my data. It's only data about my data and about my systems. So it's not really a value to anyone but us. The Qualys Guard support people have been really helpful. The few times that we have used them, which is really pretty rare, I think they're one of the least contacted support organizations from any enterprise product that we have. But the times that I have contacted them via email or via phone, they've been very responsive. When they say that they're going to check into things, they do. They don't kind of sidestep the question. If I stump them with something that they haven't seen, they actually really want to get the logs. They want to understand what it is that we're seeing so that their labs can evaluate it, perhaps update the threat signatures, and get a better product out to the rest of the Qualys Guard customers. I definitely recommend Qualys Guard to other security professionals. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there and vendors. Many of them have gone through an acquisition spree or they've been acquired by other people, and sometimes the results haven't been very good for the end user. But Qualys has been regular, it's been dependable, it's a flagship product, they have tremendous support, and it's great value for the money, so I'd encourage anyone to look into it.